Welcome to Shit Edge with Boy Audrey today. What's up? Welcome to Shit Edge with Boy Audrey. What's up?
What's going on, my man?
What's going on, man?
Okay. It's been a while since we've been here. Lots been going on. You got sick for a while. You didn't have a voice. How was that?
Horrible.
And then
I got sick. I didn't feel well. It was just not. I couldn't talk.
Yeah. And then I got sick. And then I lost my voice. We've been wanting to get back out here with you guys, but you know, it's just been that season where we didn't have voices for like a month.
I got sick, and then he got sick after that, and then it's like, okay, you're sick, but.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break here for some programming notes. Don't forget to check out Audric on Instagram at @shooting_X. On Instagram, tell your friends to check him out. Also on audricshootingthex.podbean.com. And, you know, pass the word to listen to the podcast on all your favorite listening platforms like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. And also coming soon, I don't even know if I told you
this.
We're going to put a YouTube channel up, Shooting the X with Audric on YouTube. So that'll be up and going probably once we get back from a little excursion we got going on. So that'll be up. We'll have some shorts up there from some adventures we're going to have coming up.
Wait, what? That's insane.
Dude. Yeah. So we're going to get a YouTube channel up and going. And Audric's mom has a separate Insta profile up, team_Audric. If you're looking for, you know, that parent's point of view, that advocacy vibe, please, you know, all those mommy and daddy feels, you know, you could check them out over there. So it's summertime.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
So how did what have you been up to, man, since school got out?
Since school got out?
Yeah. So it's officially summer break. What have you been doing on this official summer break?
Sleeping. Not really sleeping, but playing little games here and there.
Okay. But you've been doing something else, right?
Of course I've been doing something else. Been doing tutoring a lot.
Yeah, so you've been putting in the work, getting better. Yeah. Really proud of your work there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
How are you, who are you working with this summer? With the tutoring, who are you working with?
Jacob, Katie, and then Jacob.
Again. And who are they with?
The center.
Linda Moodbell.
Yeah, shout out. I mean, they do an amazing job over there. If you can't help with that, just go do that and just go and they'll just teach you there.
So you feel like you're getting better over there with them, working with those good people?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's actually important. Yeah. So,
yeah. All right, man. So NBA draft.
It happened. It just recently happened about, like, what, 4 months ago?
No.
2 months ago, I think.
No.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a week ago. So I have to admit, I'm not sure how I feel about the draft anymore, man. Things have really changed.
Ever since, like, what year? It's like 1999.
Well, come on, man. You're always trying to play this old card with me. I'm just saying, like, the prospects are getting a little harder to follow. Not a lot of those guys are going to college. So
overseas somewhere.
Yeah, they're playing all these different places, and it's kind of hard. And I guess, you know what, I'm not.
That's fine, but.
I think it is my age a little bit. Like, I started watching it, and I really wasn't that into it.
I was into it, but.
You're always into it. And so, you know, I still really love the game. I still love watching NBA basketball. But it's still my favorite sport, but I just don't know about.
These young men.
Yeah, I don't know about these young dudes coming in. Who are some of the rookies that you're really excited about?
Victor Wembanyama.
Okay, so. So Wimby is his nickname, and you know, tell us what you know about this guy, because I haven't seen him play yet, but there's a lot of hype surrounding this guy.
I mean, Wimby is actually, I'm a 7'4", 230 pounds. This dude can dunk on you.
So where is he coming from?
Paris, France. I don't know.
So he's playing in the French league, and how old is this kid?
19.
So he's coming over. What are some of the skills he's bringing to the NBA?
For sure, dunking and blocking shots for sure.
Yeah,
he's a blocker. He's like, get that out of here.
So is he gonna be
doing that stuff? I did. Like, he's a blocker for sure.
Okay, so do you think he's gonna be scoring the ball a lot this year or what?
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Not too much, but. A little bit.
Who did Wimby end up getting selected by?
The San Antonio Spurs.
Okay, so he's
following the Spurs of San Mark and Mono.
Who is he following the footsteps in?
Dave Robinson, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker.
Who else, man?
And Bruce Bowen.
Dude, what about TD?
What about Tim Duncan? He's following the footsteps of him too.
Yeah, so he's following in the line of historic Spurs big man. Maybe he can get their
another tie to San Antonio.
Yeah, that would be. I'm sure the people in San Antonio are super pumped to have this kid aboard.
This young man.
Okay, so who's another guy who got drafted that you're excited about?
Asar Thompson.
Asar Thompson,
the kid from overtime elite.
Okay, so this guy has been in, you know, one of the alternative leagues. Instead of guys going to college, there's different places where these guys are playing.
Overseas.
You know, they go overseas, they go to the G League, they play in overtime elite. You know, they make some money before they hit the NBA. I have not seen these guys play at all. So what was this guy's name again?
Asar Thompson.
And who did he get selected by?
The Houston Rockets.
So what kind
of H-Town.
H-Town, okay. What kind of game does this guy have?
We don't know yet. We'll see if he has that. I mean, he's 6'7", not that tall, though, but.
Yeah. So even for you, I don't think you've even seen the overtime elite guys play, huh?
No, I'm not really. I've only seen Wembe play. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of these guys, it's hard to track them down if they're not in college basketball. So we got the Thompson guy.
There's the two Thompson twins.
Oh, there's twins. So there's another one.
There's another bro. Asar Thompson.
Asar and who?
Amer Thompson.
Okay. And where'd the other one brother ended up in Houston and the other brother ended up where?
In Detroit, in Motown with Cade.
Are you sure?
I swear.
I thought he went to Orlando.
No, he went to Motown with Cade.
Okay. So he's going to be part of the motorcade, huh?
I feel bad for Cade. He got hurt.
Yeah, but he'll be back this year. Okay, so that's three guys. The one guy that I do know about that I do think is going to be
this young guy. I just don't know about him, but
who do you think I'm talking about?
I don't know.
How about Scoot Henderson?
Scoot, guys.
Yeah, Scoot Henderson.
Shout out to Scoot, man. This guy can be playing the ball. He's from G League Ignite to be for Team Ignite.
So he spent 2 years with G League Ignite. He ended up going what, number three?
Number all de tres.
So he's with the Blazers.
And then Dame, heard about Dame getting traded somewhere.
So Dame requested a trade this morning.
And said, hey, I'm going to trade to Miami. I'm like, what? Miami?
So, man.
South Beach, but I don't know.
Yeah, I guess South Beach is a... Home. That's someplace you want to go, huh?
Yeah, South Beach, but I'm broke now.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Me too. So
Scoot is
so
pretty
good. So we
got good.
Scoot. We got the Thompson twins.
Wemby.
We got Wemby. Who did the Warriors pick up?
Brendan, I forgot his last name, but I know his name is just Brendan. That's
okay,
it.
Well, you look it up, and I'll talk about the Sixers while you're looking that up.
Hold on, I got it right here, bro.
So the Sixers didn't have any draft picks this year.
Your Dubs did.
So you guys had two picks.
Brendan Boshash. I can't say his last name.
Let me see. What do we got here?
Brendan Boshash.
Brendan Podzimski.
From Santa Clara University.
Okay, so the second year in a row, Santa Clara has someone go high in the draft.
Everything's Steve Nash.
Well, yeah, but then they had the kid who went to Oklahoma
State.
No. The guy who went to Oklahoma, the Thunder, out of Santa Clara last year, Jalen somebody?
Williams.
Yeah, Jalen Williams. He killed it this year. Santa Clara is turning out pros again. First time in a while since Steve Nash.
This guy's name is Trevor Jackson Davidson. From the University of Indiana.
Okay, so you got two guys going to come in, two young guys. You think those guys are going to end up playing this year?
Oh, yeah, he's 23, and the other guy is only 20.
How old is the second guy from Indiana?
Who?
What's his name?
Romeo.
No, the guy right there you just told me.
Oh, over here?
Yeah, the guy at Indiana.
Right here. Trevor Jackson Davidson.
So how tall is this dude?
6'9".
6'9". Okay, so maybe you got some help for Looney because you guys really need a big. And speaking of needs, so the draft is over.
Free agency's coming up right now.
Free agency started yesterday, and I'm kind of bummed. The Sixers re-signed Harden only to, you know, find out we're going to be trading him.
If not, then you guys don't know about Philly. No matter from he has to go back east, but
you know, I grew up back east, big, you know, all things Philadelphia, all the pro teams there, so. You know, it looks like we're getting out of the James Harden business, which doesn't really bum me out. He's not one of my favorite guys anyway, but
I'm not a big fan of him either.
Yeah, so it's kind of disappointing. You know, we were close, but we couldn't get over the hump. And I don't know really where I am with this team. Like, I'm kind of happy we're getting out of the James Harden business, but at the same time,
it's like, oh, my Doc's gone now. Lovers is gone now.
Yeah, so we changed our coach. Maybe it's just time to blow this whole thing up, or do we try to run it back with Embiid and put some pieces around him and go for it? I'm just really all over the place when it comes to come Philly. To my Sixers.
I mean, the Dubs, like, I mean, the Warriors team that we just had that, I mean, it's a big thing.
So you guys had a big transaction. You guys ended up trading Poole to the...
The Wiz.
Yeah, so you guys
For CP3!
So how do you feel about bringing CP3 in?
I mean, he's getting old now, but he has he's a great locker room guy. But he can help the guy help the young guys out.
Okay, so you're bringing CP3 in to be a locker room guy.
He's 38 years old now, and he's not really that much.
Well, you know, I think there's a role for him there. He could play maybe like 20 minutes a game. Put him out there on the floor with Moody and Kuminga,
and then just let him sit for the rest of the game.
Oh my gosh, you're so against older players, man.
Older vets.
Yeah.
I mean, UD's done, man. UD's done.
That's it. So who does UD play for?
The Miami Heat.
So he's done.
He's 43 years old and he's just...
No, he's not 43. Come on.
I'm not lying. I'm being dead serious, my guy. I'm not even joking. This dude is 43 years of age.
Okay, man. Maybe you're right. I got to get over how much you're just trying to get rid of old people in every phase of life, man. Old people have a lot to offer.
I got UD right here. And he is 43 years old, 20th season.
Okay. So he's done. He retired.
He's out of the league now.
Okay. So what are some other things going on in the NBA that are interesting?
I mean, think about the Warriors. Think about. I mean, rebuilding the squad, and I mean, like, think about a.
So you? Oh, here's something. Hmm. Well, yeah. Go ahead, Bob Myers.
Bob Myers was not our GM anymore. We had Michael Dunleavy Jr.
Okay, so Dunleavy Jr.'s in. Bob Myers is out. And guys got Draymond back.
Yeah, let's get it. Draymond's back in the business now.
All right, so you're keeping the core together.
Steph, Clay, Draymond.
And then, you know, you bring in CP3, surefire Hall of Famer. And, you know, maybe you guys can get back on track. Any other interesting moves by teams that you're like, man, that was a good pickup?
I feel like that, the Wizards didn't really have that much kind of guys that they had, but.
Yeah, they kind of, in Washington, they're starting over. They got rid of Bradley Beal.
KP.
They got rid of KP. And that's a weird
thing.
That's weird having KP in Boston. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but.
Hopefully it's always
he had a good year last year.
Not that bad of a year, but.
Yeah, I'm not.
KP on
them. You know what? I shouldn't say that. KP is a really good NBA player.
He's 7'3", though.
Yeah, he's 7'3". He gets hurt a lot, but when he plays well.
Yeah, he just plays hard on both ends of the floor. Like, he can just do everything he can.
Okay, as a Warriors fan in the Western Conference, are you afraid of the Phoenix Suns with D-Book, KD?
And
Bradley Beal. Are you afraid of that squad or no?
A little, but.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I miss KD, but.
Yeah. Well, KD's not the same KD as he was before. He's been hurt, you know, the last few years, missing games. But he's still one of the best players in the NBA, still top 10. But I feel like Phoenix, they don't really have a lot of depth, so I'm not really worried about Phoenix. They don't really have any guys who are going to lock up.
Get the guys like, hey, I'm going to do this with you, like, hey.
And we'll see if Ayton can come back with a professional attitude for a new coach.
I mean, think about Kyle Murray now. He's been injured now. And
all right, here's something for you. This has been going on. We haven't discussed it. The Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant.
Oh, Ja.
So
I'll talk about that right now.
Okay.
So yeah, he's talking about Ja. He broke onto a party and not supposed to do that.
So he's
doing bad habits now.
Yeah, he's got some poor decision making, and he had to have a meeting with the commissioner.
Adam Silver, said, "If you do it again, you're going to suspend you for 25 games." That's it.
So he got suspended for 25 games for having inappropriate behavior with a gun.
Two guns.
So two times with a gun. So. What do you as a young man, what do you think about Morant's decision making?
I thought that just sounds bad. That's not right. Don't do that. Don't bring him to a party like that. Don't do that. White thing's funny. No way. He's supposed to have an ID live too.
Yeah. He's making poor choices. There's right. A lot of young people looking up to him. I hope he
be a better father to his daughter now too, as daughter's only
really. Yeah, he can just, you know, be a better role model for his daughter, for the young kids who look up to him.
And they're like, oh, this guy's good, but he's doing bad things like this? No.
Yeah. Is there any other players who are really good who are making some bad decisions right now?
Zion Williamson.
What's going on with Zion?
He's having babies with three women.
Oh, man. So what do you think as a young man? You know, growing up in today's world, what do you think about that kind of decision making?
I mean, that's not funny. Just get married first and then go from there.
Yeah.
Go from there.
So he should probably be focusing on basketball and
rather than just
and leading his team and things like that.
And, he's been injured too. So
yeah, he's not taking care of his body. You know, he probably needs to work on being more professional and focusing on, you know, just being the best basketball player he can be, and then everything else will kind of fall in line, right?
But he was actually on an Instagram live with his girlfriend.
Yeah, it's on those socials, man. You guys love them socials. So
it's a bad thing. Don't do that. Don't think about doing that right now. Wait till you get a little bit older enough to do that.
Okay. So we got what do we got coming up?
Vegas, baby.
Okay, it's time for the annual pilgrimage out to Vegas. Check out the summer league.
Check it out. See what the young guys come to.
And this year is different, man. So they're supposed to have a fan experience that it's like a separate thing. And I forgot what hotel it's in. Mom has the details on that, but I'm pretty excited about that. I'm kind of disappointed because it was all in one place before. The players are bumping around the Thomas and Mack Center, the Cox Arena, and you can kind of get autographs, you can get pictures. Selfies. Just a lot of people there. So yeah,
LeAngelo was there too, but he wasn't there. He was there, but he didn't.
So they're having like a fan experience somewhere else. We're gonna go check that out
and see what's going on.
Yeah, and hopefully that stuff will have some footage that'll end up on the YouTube channel so you guys can see what Audric's up to while he's out there. So the first game in the summer league, I think if I remember the schedule right, it has the Spurs ticking on your Golden State Warriors.
I mean, my man's pretty good, but I feel like he's gonna be so popular with those.
Okay, so let's keep it real here. Everyone's excited to see Wemby, but in the first matchup of the summer league,
who
are you taking? You taking the Spurs or your Dubs?
The Dubs, baby. I'm a Warrior fan. I'm just a little kid just watching the Dubs play ball all the time. All
right, man. So that's legit. Staying with the squad. I have to admit, I'm not that excited about the Sixers Summer League squad. I can't think of any notable players besides Jared Springer. He's been on the RG League team, the Blue Coats, for the last 2 years.
And Matt McClellan played in the dunk contest.
Who?
Matt McClellan. Remember, I told you about that.
Oh, Matt McClellan. Yeah, he's not with the Sixers anymore, man.
Why not?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, I think he's an NBA player. Hopefully, he'll find a team and, you know, sign a longer term deal and
maybe like
get a chance to show his talent.
Maybe go to the Knicks. Knicks need help a little bit.
Yeah, they do. They do. Any other big transactions or
trades?
Any trades that you were that caught your eye?
It was I think it was Fred VanVleet went to Houston.
Ooh.
Say Freddie and Dylan Brooks.
Oh, Dylan Brooks signed today?
Yeah, 3 years, 100. I forgot how much money, but it was 3 years.
Man, so Steady Freddy's in Houston.
H-Town. With
DeBarge
Jr.
So that team's looking a little better. Who's their coach again? Udoka? Udoka?
Yeah, Udoka, yeah.
So he's good with young players, man. See if they can turn it around over there. I guess they decided they didn't want to be back in the James Harden business either. They're kind of moving forward with their new coach.
They're like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. We just don't want to.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, Chet Holmgren this year. He actually got hurt.
So, yeah, the Thunder are going to get Chet Holmgren back. I doubt he'll play in the summer league, but that is probably going to be one of my league pass teams this year that, you know, we watch. That's a very young, exciting team. They're going to be adding Chet.
Back to the squad again.
Back to the squad. So they're going to make some noise this year for sure.
He's been injured, so I don't know why he got hurt, but.
Yeah, so he'll be back. They'll be exciting. The Lakers making moves.
They made a couple. Mohamed Bamba's gone now.
Yeah, they let him go.
He's tall.
Yeah, but he has not caught on yet anywhere. But I think he is an NBA player. I think he'll land somewhere and he'll figure it out.
Maybe the Cavs need help a little bit. Cavs might need help.
You know, he may fit in with the Warriors.
He might. We don't know.
You guys need another big man.
We always use Mohamed Bamba.
He could be a rim protector. Maybe he can make some open shots. A little pick and pop with Steph.
Dunk a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna think about Brandon Miller.
Who's Brandon Miller?
He's a kid out of Alabama.
Oh yeah, he's on his way to Charlotte, right?
Yeah, but same team with LaMelo Ball.
Okay, he's gonna be in Buzz City with LaMelo. And like I said, man, I don't know much about these guys because it's kind of hard to follow, but. I think he's, what, like a 6'9", small forward?
Six, only like 6'5".
No, he's taller than that,
6'7".
Right? Yeah,
he was tall, but he was playing in Alabama like that. I mean, he didn't play at college that much.
Yeah, we didn't see him. So that'll be exciting. We'll be at the Summer League like we always are, out there for a few days enjoying some heat, some pool action, a little Vegas life, probably eating everywhere, hanging out at the games all day.
See a show, too.
Yeah, maybe see a show. Depends on mom, what mom wants to do. We taking anyone with us again?
Just Gabe, that's it.
Yeah, you're going to take little cousin Gabe? Yeah. All right, man. It's going to be a good time, man.
That mouse was here for about 3.5 weeks.
Oh yeah, we had a mouse thing. It was pretty funny, man. We had
a little guy.
We had a mouse enter the home, and
we didn't see what he was doing.
Mom and Audric were freaking out big time, so I had to go like get some things to get this mouse out of here. And then he kept outsmarting all my traps. And then they were like, get this mouse out of here. I want this mouse out of here. And then they were like, oh, we feel bad for the mouse. Don't hurt him. Just try to catch him and let him out. And then I couldn't catch him. And they were like, I want this mouse out of here no matter what.
And then this mouse was just gone. He was too fast. He was high behind things.
Yeah, he was so fast we couldn't ever get him. But finally we got a pro to come in, set up those old school traps, man. And
he got him fast.
He got him same day, man. He got clipped. So the mouse thing has come and gone. That was pretty hilarious.
I wish
we had some video of that, man. That was
that was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, but mom was not going for that.
She was like, it's not gonna happen to me. The mouse was here and it's not like.
All right, man. Well, you got, you're in the middle of summer break. You be going back to school.
It's a junior.
Dude, the kid's going to be a junior. Yeah. Only 2 more years, brother. How you feel about that going into your junior year?
I mean, my juniors be really different. I mean, that's insane. I'll be a junior.
How you feeling about that?
I mean, it feels good. I mean, is it?
You feel like you're growing up?
Yeah.
You ready to accept that extra responsibility of being a junior?
Oh, my God. I think about going off campus now.
Oh, that's what it's all about, huh?
Kids do that.
I know you guys do. You're not even thinking about anything but going off campus to get some food, huh?
And then come back. It's not that bad. Like, you just go get food and come right back. I couldn't take that
one. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it is what it is, man. All right, man. Well.
Wrap it up.
You ready to call it? Okay, so we will get with you guys once we get back from Vegas. And again, check out the YouTube channel. It'll be Shooting the X with Audric on YouTube. And don't forget to follow him on Insta. And let your friends know, man. And we will see you guys as soon as we get back from Summer League. Until then,
bye.
Take care.